in London, Ontario, a teenager by the name of Reban Sebian was featured because he was trying at, listen to this, at 19 years old, he was trying to solve the cost of the problem of affordability in Canada. So what he did is he built a low-cost modular home, I believe in the backyard of his parents' home. And I think this was amazing. Right now, I believe he's going to university and he's keeping that concept moving along. And I think this is brilliant because most of people are concerned, and parents like myself, we're concerned about the cost of housing in Canada. The new generations are inheriting super expensive housing and there is no solutions. And it got me thinking, I really got me thinking, and this guy got me inspired. And I have known and I have seen micro homes being built here in Canada, even in Europe, in the US and in China. And I actually went to ChatGPT and I did a little research and I found very good companies in Canada. There's a company called Minimalist, Nestron and Tiny House Warriors. There's quite a few of them. In the United States, you have Boxable Escape Homes, and I know with the United States, there's some issues there. So, but I'm just trying to get you thinking into this idea that I got from this clever guy, this student. In Europe, there is big companies like Coda and Needham. As you guys know, those of you who have been in Europe, you see that in Europe, housing is usually smaller, so they're really good at creating really nice spaces. They don't have as much land as we have in Canada in tiny spaces. So they should be very good in design and fulfillment of those mini homes or tiny homes. And even China. China, of course, has the Broad Group CIMC Modular Building Systems. Anyways, I'm not trying to promote those companies. I don't know those micro homes. I do know that the technology is here and they can be built and they can be purchased and they can be shipped. Now, if we can have a home at a very low cost, and we'll go into some numbers later, if we can have homes built at a very low cost, that's one of the variables that we need to solve. The second one is land. So again, I look at Canada and I'm gonna be focusing on BC today. So if we look at BC, and I did a research, which are the top municipalities where land is still cheap? I know if you go to the Greater Vancouver area, there is not cheap land anymore. But that doesn't mean that there is not cheap land in BC. So based on population and the proximity to services and cities and amenities and things like that, I found that there's five places where land is very cheap. One of them is Prince George. The second one is Quesnel, Houston, Mackenzie, and Tumbler Ridge. Those places you can purchase land very inexpensive. Now, listen to this. What happens if you mix those two? If you buy a cheap piece of land and you install and purchase a small or tiny home, that's the second variable. The first variable is, of course, the housing cost. The second one is the land cost. The third one, you will have to add some services and everything. But the third one has to be that you can live and you want to live in those places. But in my practice as a mortgage broker, I've seen a huge trend. Tons of people are moving away from their place of work because they can. Because after COVID, a lot of works are, or a lot of employment is remote. So I've done literally hundreds of applications where people live far away from their place of work because they don't have to, they don't need to. They can do remote work all day long and they can live a different lifestyle. So That's the third variable. So again, I'm gonna repeat myself. You find cheap land, you find a tiny home, and now you are in an occupation that you can work remote, and bingo. I am doing some numbers, and I'm gonna create a calculator for this to be done, where you could basically finance all together, and I'm just doing very rough calculations, and maybe in my final article I'm gonna add some examples, where you can find everything all together, the land, the mini home, the servicing, and let's add one additional thing that we could, or that the government allows to finance 100% of the project, okay? So let's say the total car project is 200,000 all in. Look at this. We're looking at payments, depending on the interest rate, in between $950 to $1,050 per month. In Vancouver area, you cannot get a place to rent for that amount. And here we're talking about 100% financing. You are the owner of the lot. You are the owner of the tiny home, and you're working remotely. And with this mortgage payment of $1,000, you could save money and you could do so many things with your life. I got super excited. I don't know why this is not implemented, but I'm telling you one thing. Geez, sometimes we just need to think outside the box and find solutions to the problems. Maybe we're just thinking all the same way. That's why we don't find solutions. I think it was Albert Einstein who said that in order to find the right answer, you have to think outside the box or something like that. In any case, for many British Columbians, the future of affordable home ownership may not be just a larger mortgage or parent help or whatever. It may be just finding a smaller home on affordable land, financed strategically with the objective of achieving financial freedom sooner. I talk about a lot about in my book, From Debt to Zero, the fact that the freedom, you feel free and you feel safe once you've paid your mortgage in full. And if you finance 100%, you don't need to finance 100% on 200,000. You could only finance, I don't know, if you save 20,000, just finance 180 and the payment drops. But once that payment is deleted from your budget, you feel free, you feel safe. You can move forward in your life. And I've seen so many people, even though I do mortgages, I see so many people who are trapped in their mortgage payment because there are no other solutions. This is a solution worth investigating. This is a solution worth implementing. And I know there will be people that take this information and act on it. And I would love to be part of that solution. Again, land cost in the municipalities that I told you, plus a tiny home, plus your ability to work remote, 100% financed, okay, including all the cost, could be in the $200,000 range, and that would lead a payment on a regular mortgage rate and regular amortization of about $1,000 a month. And this could be the solution for a lot of British Columbians that are desperately looking to find a solution, and they don't wanna get into a huge mortgage payment that are gonna keep them trapped for 30 years. A $200,000 mortgage could be paid off in 10 years. Think about this. If you got a $600,000 mortgage to purchase a place in the Greater Vancouver area, okay, and that's gonna take you 30 years, $600,000, it's gonna take you 30 years to pay off. $200,000, you can pay off in 10 years. The math doesn't lie. You just divide $600,000, 30 years into three, is $200,000, $400,000, $600,000, 10, 20, 30 years. You could easily pay that home 100% financed in 10 years and be debt free for the rest of your life. Of course, this is not ideal, but it's a step in the right direction. Let's keep brainstorming how we all together as a community can solve the problem of affordability in Canada. This is Camilo Rodriguez, owner of Mortgages Lab. I'm the author of the best-selling book, From Debt to Zero, past president of the BC Mortgage Broker Association, mortgage broker, father, husband, Canadian, Colombian, and soccer lover. All the best.